This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Lux Radamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. We don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Yet to come this hour on That Kevin Show, the attorney for Donald J. Trump. No, not that attorney, the one for election integrity, Christina Bob. Also, she is a doctor but can't fill a prescription, Monica Crowley. And more music from Torrin Wells. Now the man who tries to make change for taxi drivers with Bitcoin, That Kevin.
All right, very glad to have you with us in hour number two of episode number two of That Kevin Show, and we are grateful to have a great lineup with you tonight. And in the next couple of segments, Monica Crowley, the great Monica Crowley, historian, but also a former assistant secretary of the Treasury for the former president, Donald J. Trump, will be back with us to talk about a little bit about her life and what she's been up to, you know. In the world of talk radio and in talk media in general, I try to add as many of the female voices to the mix as I possibly can, just because I think when you're dealing with talk radio and it's mostly men talking to men, you miss out on probably the wiser part and at least half of the conversation. So I learned a long time ago, let's get the entire conversation going. And that's why I'm eager to welcome my next guest, who is a brand new author writing all about the very thing she's watchdogging for the former president, who is now declared his candidacy to run for president again. We are talking about the person Donald J. Trump and his attorney Christina Bob. Please welcome her to the broadcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Stealing? Well, I want to make sure I get the title of the book right. And it's just brand new out, so I really don't want to mess it up. Stealing Your Vote, the Inside Story of the 2020 Election and What It Means for 2024. Christina, I lost my Twitter account because I documented the things that were going on in 2020, yeah. The same day as your boss did. He had retweeted me a handful of times within the previous couple of weeks. That probably didn't help my case in the eyes of the then Twitter gods. But I feel like a lot of us that talked about election integrity in those immediate days following the 2020 elections have been justified in many ways and kind of vindicated. Your book probably deals with this, but what did we get right and what did we get wrong?
Yeah, well, I think what we got right is that there were problems. There were a lot of problems, and I think, you know, I spent months on the ground in Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, all over the place between the 2020 election and now, talking to the mess. The difference between Wisconsin and Pennsylvania as far as their investigation is the state actually did the investigation. We had the state legislature fund that investigation that Michael Gableman and Janelle Branson really had a heavy hand in. In Pennsylvania, the state itself didn't actually do anything, but there were a number of grassroots efforts that went out and did. And that's what I disclosed in the book. A lot of information about what happened in Pennsylvania. Now the trick is getting the state to act on it, to your point.
Well, and I think that this is still a heavy lift, even for 2024, because as we have been watching with our bare naked eyes, Arizona is no better today than it was in 2020. And in fact, the continued revelations, and I'm kind of thankful that Carrie Lake is willing to spend the money and do the stuff that she's doing, because she's the only one that is, you know, still talking about it and being persistent to bring it to people's attention. But that is a really problematic process that they have there. And it seems to me that they don't really much care about wanting to get it fixed.
Well, I think the people in power don't want to get it fixed. You're right. And they like having this monopoly on the elections and being able to select whoever they want to be the governor of the state. I mean, does anybody really believe that Katie Hobbs was actually more popular than Carrie Lake? I mean, not a chance. It's a repeat of 2020. And I think Arizona proves the point that there was a problem in 2020 and we need to correct it. And I think Carrie Lake's race and her lawsuits are showing people that. I think we will correct it. And the example that I use is the advantage that they have is they have the high ground, right? The radical left or the swamp, whatever you want to call them, have taken these positions of power, whether it's the governor, the secretary of state, some of the state legislatures, whatever, and they kind of have the high ground as far as the power goes. Our advantage that we have is there's more of us than them. There's more people who want clean and fair elections than those who want to manipulate and control it. And so the way we use our advantage to our advantage is to get involved. I mean, everybody has to put their weight behind this topic to correct it, because if we don't, to your point, I mean, we're in trouble. Things did not improve enough between 2020 and 2022 to make the correction. There is plenty of places to make corrections and to improve this, but to do it, we have to have everybody involved and everybody focusing on this.
People ask me on a regular basis, Kev, where do we start? I always say it's the voter rolls. If your voter rolls have not been even looked at in recent years, you've probably got dead people there. And the danger, and I thought that Dinesh D'Souza's film really pointed this out quite well, it wasn't that they had to gin up a lot of phony ballots for people that weren't on voter rolls. It's they just sent ballots to every name that was on that were on very bad voter rolls, and then they just had to go out and harvest and collect and get them voted the way they wanted to, without having, you know, bucket loads of fake ballots out there. Just send out the ones that people that aren't really around anymore. And I know that in the state of New Jersey, a friend of mine personally got a ballot sent to his house that was for his deceased father-in-law. I saw it with my own eyes. So, I mean, I know this stuff was happening. We're speaking with Christina Bobb, who is attorney for the Donald J. Trump for President 2024 campaign. And, Christina, I know that you're also following the document scandal, and we just have a few minutes left, but there's a ton of difference between the overreaction with the Mar-a-Lago raid and the documents carefully placed on the floor and the photograph taken and all of the drama that went with that, when in fact they were behind a locked door that the Secret Service and the archives had said, please put this kind of lock on there and so forth, versus, I think they're in the file box next to the jack in the garage over there that the Biden crew is dealing with. What's the difference? And in your assessment as an attorney, what will the outcome be?
Yeah, it's night and day. I mean, President Trump had the legal authority to possess everything he possessed. He was not in possession of anything illegal. As the president, he's covered by the Presidential Records Act, and he alone, as the president, determines what's appropriate for him to keep and what's not. So he legally had the right to everything. Joe Biden, on the other hand, his documents come from his time as vice president and all the way back to his time as a senator. He did not have the legal right to keep those documents. So he actually does have criminal liability in the sense that he wasn't entitled to those documents in the first place. Then, of course, as you pointed out, in Mar-a-Lago, they went from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. They were behind locked doors on very secure premises with private security guarded by the Secret Service and, you know, one or two people that actually had access to that area. So it was very secure. Unlike Joe Biden, where they're strewn all over the place, and I think we're at up to five different locations now. And the way that the FBI and the Department of Justice is handling this is night and day. I mean, President Trump, he himself extended an opportunity. We'll show you whatever you want. We'll be very cooperative. You know, you're entitled to see anything. And not only did they not follow up and ask to do that, their next step was to raid Mar-a-Lago. Whereas in Joe Biden hasn't necessarily extended any courtesy other than the FBI saying, okay, you guys look for a long time. We're going to give you several months to do this, and then we're going to come in and help you because you keep messing it up. After NARA, the National Archives, has been telling us for months that there are no classified documents outstanding from the Obama administration. So was NARA lying to us? Why should we believe them what they're saying about Donald Trump now? I mean, the government has been caught in lie after lie after lie and hypocrisy, hypocrisy, hypocrisy. So I think we're going to see a tap dance. You know, we're going to see them try to pretend.
Oh, there's no doubt. That's the whole reason the special counsel exists. It's not because they're going to get to the bottom of anything. It's so that they can say, we can't comment on it because it's under investigation. And we don't want to mess with the integrity of the investigation.
Yeah.
And, you know, to your original point, they acted like Donald Trump and the discussion between he and the archives was something new. To my knowledge, every president that's been president since I've been alive have had disagreements with the archives about what they get to keep and what they didn't get to keep, and they always worked it out, which former President Trump was in the process of doing. It certainly appeared when they did the raid. Hey, Christina, congratulations on the book. And friends, she breaks it all down for you and makes sense of what you need to know going into 2024. Go out and get it, Stealing Your Vote, and the impact, the inside story of the 2020 election and what it means for 2024. Christina, come back and see us again sometime.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. The great Monica Crowley, Dr. Monica Crowley, joins me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. That Kevin Show, because we couldn't come up with a clever title, we just went with That Kevin Show. We are glad to have you with us and so glad to be with you here in hour number two on our second episode and yet to come still tonight, back in the music spotlight, our music artist for the week, Torrin Wells, with his first new hit off the album that he's just put out. We heard from his most current one in the last hour. But I am very excited to get to my next guest. She is someone that I first began to see and recognize and know during the Clinton administration when she was part of a blonde band of three that were all over the airwaves talking about impeachment and other things. But it is a great joy to welcome someone who I consider a friend, not just a colleague in the industry, Dr. Monica Crowley.
Kevin, it's so great to be with you on week two of That Kevin Show. So happy for you, so proud of you, and just so honored to be here. And I have to say, before we get started, you know, I haven't heard the Clinton era evoked in a really long time. And I have to say, you know, during that whole impeachment saga with Monica Lewinsky, there were times when I was on Fox News and I was working there and I was on morning, noon, and night, and I was friends with all of the anchors. But there was a point in time where we were all so tired of covering it, like physically and mentally tired, that I used to get introduced as Monica Lewinsky. How you didn't introduce me that
way. Oh, that's the worst story I have heard told on my show to date. So sorry, Dr. Crowley, that you were treated in such a fashion. Well, I'm so thrilled to have you with us tonight. And as we are just still in the infancy stage of the new show, thanks for coming on board. I want to talk to you about things you're normally pulled in to talk about, you know, the Biden documents and the tax policy and all the rest of that stuff. And we do a lot of that on my other show, on the radio show. But I want to talk to you tonight about you, because as I am looking for interesting guests to bring on the show, I'm looking for those that have layered a lot of different seasonings and experience into their path. And you've certainly done that. I mean, just because you look 25 doesn't mean that that's all the experience that you have. So go back to your childhood before you had your PhD, before you were a pundit, before you were part of presidential administrations or a presidential historian. Talk to me about the little girl who Monica Crowley was. And when did you know that it was going to be something about politics or public policy or something kind of crazy out there that you wanted to do? Did you grow up in a political house? Were your parents political?
Well, thank you for that question, Kevin. And it's such a refreshing question because you're right. Usually we deal with heavy politics and policy questions. So that's a really nice question to start with. You know, I was born on an Army base. I was born at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. My father was Army intelligence during the Vietnam War era. And I was born there. I don't remember it because I was only there for 1 year. And then my parents moved back to the East Coast. So I am an Army brat. And I think that is deep in my genetic code. The fact that I was born on an Army base and my father gave so much of his life to the U.S. military. He was not career, but he did spend many years in the U.S. Army. So I think that sort of made an initial imprint on me. And then I grew up in New Jersey. I have one sister.
And you admit it.
And I do admit it. I love the Garden State. Do not diss the Garden State. I will not countenance that, Kevin McCullough.
When people go down the shore, though, you know what they're talking about. A lot of other people don't.
Oh, excuse me. Every single summer down the shore, Long Beach Island, baby. Okay. Yeah. I'm a LBI girl all the way.
The McCulloughs are a little more inclined toward Cape May, but we like LBI too. So
all beautiful.
Yeah.
All beautiful, right? Garden State gets a bad rap, but it's beautiful. But I grew up in New Jersey, about an hour due west of New York City. And, you know, growing up, my parents were always very attuned to the news and current events and what was happening in the world. So growing up, you know, even as a little kid, I do remember around the dining room table. This is something that families really don't do that much anymore, is have dinner around the dining room table or the kitchen table and discuss what was going on outside of the family, outside of the community, in the country, in the world. So I remember a lot of those conversations, and at first just sort of listening and absorbing while I was eating my mac and cheese, and then as we were growing up, contributing to that conversation. Both of my parents were conservatives, so I came up, you know, sort of with a Republican background. And then as I write in one of my books about my experiences with President Nixon, Kevin, I write that my very first political memory, we were down Long Beach Island. It was August of 1974. I was a very, very little girl. And I remember President Nixon's face filling the television screen. And he was announcing that he was resigning. And I wrote in one of my books about how at that very young age, I had no idea or concept of what he was saying. But I knew it was important because both of my parents were very upset. They were both crying. And I remember sort of them in the background talking about what a tragedy it was and what a good and brilliant man he was. And then years later, I ended up working with him during the last years of his life. So isn't it really interesting, Kevin, how things come full circle?
It really is. Nixon is the first president of my lifetime, and I don't have much of a memory other than what I was taught and learned, you know, and learned through education, various seasons of life later. But I want to come back to your presidential interactions in the next segment. I do want to ask you this though. You have an older sister, and both of you ended up in public policy. She was a teacher at Rutgers, but you went right into the media and right for the jugular, so to speak, in many respects. And you've done that on some level, kind of in exchange of having a family or children or some of the other things that a lot of girls probably that were coming up at the same time decided to. And I'm curious if you are grateful for the life that you had, or would, if you could do anything different, would there be anything different that you would have done?
My sister is actually a couple of years younger than I.
Oh.
I'm the older of the two.
Don't tell her I said that then, please.
No, we both went on and got Ivy League PhDs. So I think my mother ultimately became a single mother. And when my parents divorced, I think she did a pretty good job of raising us. But sure. I do think that experience of having parents divorce really fed into both of our desire to really super achieve. And so we both have Ivy League PhDs. And as my mother jokes, my girls are very brilliant, but neither one of them can write me a prescription. We're different kinds of doctors, right?
That's it.
Look, I made choices over the course of my life and career that I was comfortable with at the time. I love the fact that I've now worked for two American presidents. Not many people can say that.
Yeah.
Both President Nixon and President Trump. And Kevin, I like to joke, man, do I know how to pick them or what? only the most controversial presidents for me. No William Howard Taft.
That's it.
The only thing I think about in retrospect is I wish I had been a little bit more strategic about my career. But I also believe as a believer in God, Kevin, that God puts you exactly where you need to be at exactly the right time. So
in retrospect, I
really have no regrets.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. We're speaking with Monica Crowley. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Memphis Police Department has disbanded the Scorpion Unit in the wake of a deadly beating video of Tyree Nichols. They said it was in the, quote, best interest of all to permanently deactivate the unit. Five officers shown in the video were fired and now face charges that include murder. Ukrainian President Zelensky is blasting the International Olympic Committee for tentatively allowing Russian athletes to compete in the 2024 Paris Games. Despite Zelensky's calls to ban the country from next year's Summer Olympics, the IOC stated Wednesday that it aims to pursue a pathway for Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete neutrally. Aryna Sabalenka has won the Australian Open women's final. The 24-year-old from Belarus rallied to beat Elena Rybakina to win her first Grand Slam title on Saturday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin McCullough. All right, Kevin McCullough, and we're back. That Kevin Show. Thank you for finding us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever, and telling your friends, because we're enlivening Saturday nights in a way that's not being done, and grateful to have the opportunity. My very special guest is Dr. Monica Crowley, and she has written, I would say, the definitive story of the final years of the President Richard Nixon's life in her book, Nixon in Winter. And she's also had some interactions with a couple of other presidents. And I want to get to those, Monica, but I think I need to hold you a little bit longer because we didn't get as far through my initial set of questions as I had. And I want to know more about some of that aspect of your life. When you went from the college academic arena, let me put it that way, with the PhD, with the eternal studies behind you, you really saturated yourself into the media construct of the day. And online digital was not really where it was at the time. It was talk radio, and it was a brand new thing called cable news. CNN had been doing it for a little while, but then MSNBC and Fox News came along, and you really ping-ponged on a lot of levels into the green rooms and production meetings of a lot of different places that some people that just worked at Fox or just worked at CNN never really had the chance to experience. And I'm curious, from that kind of widespread experience in punditry, what did you learn, see, take away from all the chatter that was out there about how stilted these channels were and focused on what they were doing versus your actual experience in the arena?
Yeah, you know, I always knew, Kevin, that the mainstream press, or as I call them now, the propaganda press in this country, leaned left and was incredibly biased against Republicans and conservatives. In fact, one day in the early to mid-90s, when I was working with President Nixon, he called me into his office, and when I walked in, he was sitting in his usual corner with his feet up on an ottoman, and he had the A section of the New York Times, and he was bawling it up in fury. He was furious at what he was reading. And then he noticed me over the top of his glasses and sort of playfully threw it at me. And he said, "Monica, it is a miracle that any of us get elected to anything at all, given the coverage that we face." Now, again, that was before really the advent of cable news. It was before the advent of Fox News, and certainly before social media, etc. And I remember asking him why it was that the media was so biased to the left. And his response was interesting, Kevin. He said, look, young people, when they're making a career decision, he said, young conservatives go into business to make money. Young liberals go into the media to change the country and change the world. And I think by and large that still really explains a lot of what we're facing. In my experience, yeah, I saw it, and over the years it got increasingly worse to the point now where we have a real hyper partisanship. And what's different in the Trump era, which remains to this day, is the level of activism and intensity on the part of the propaganda press to not just advocate for a point of view, but also to work with the regime and big tech and so many other massive entities on the part of the establishment or the regime or the deep state or however you want to characterize it. They were never that way before. They had a left-wing bias, but they were never in bed with these massive entities and then weaponized against the American people, you know, the people that they're supposed to be covering fairly and fighting for. That doesn't exist anymore.
Well, there was a concept that I've heard multiple people talk about from the 70s and into the 80s and even to some degree in the 90s, which is where I kind of came of age in media, but that, like, Democrats and Republicans could fight on the House floor all day long, get really intense, argue, red-faced, spittle flying, everything else. And then once the argument was done and they had taken the votes and whatever was passed, they could pat each other on the back and go have a steak dinner up the street and actually have a degree of camaraderie or friendship with people that may hold to some degree some differences of opinion about what size government should be or so forth. But it wasn't to the degree where now it's all tribal and it's you love America or you hate America, and there's like no gray area in between. And I'm just wondering, in those days when you were working with Ron Reagan, who was not necessarily a chip off the old block, when you were working with the different folks at MSNBC, and even to some degree when you came back and forth to Fox News, because you had a few different iterations there, did you notice something similar in that era, even amongst punditry, that there was a reasonableness to the debate that no longer seems to exist?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
She's Dr. Monica Crowley. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back.
Ready?
From New York. Stay here.
We'll be right back. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, back with Monica Crowley here on That Kevin Show. And, Monica, you've had significant interactions with two presidential administrations, and a third president really impacted your career in a way that was really kind of noticeable. And we've talked a little bit about Nixon. You got to get her book, by the way, Nixon in Winter. It set her on the map as an author. And all you have to do to understand the impact of that book is read the reviews of the book that of people that have read it and what they learned from Nixon's life because of Dr. Crowley's work. But I want to go to the guy in the middle, because it was Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham and Monica Crowley. They were the blonde band of three that were everywhere in the 90s, talking about Monica Lewinsky, talking about impeachment, talking about the definition of is, and all the rest of that. And I'm curious, as you reflect now on that part of your life, what do you take away from it?
You know, it was like a stunning turn of events, right? Now this stuff is kind of like happens every day, right? You see Barack Obama, you know, and his administration. You see Joe Biden committing crimes all over the place. It's sort of taken for granted now. But at the time, in the early to mid-1990s, man, nobody, in late 1990s, nobody had thought of anything like this, right, since Watergate and Nixon. And yet now we had a sex scandal on top of obstruction of justice and suborning perjury and all these really serious charges. And you'll recall, Kevin, that Fox News was just beginning at the time. So there were these confluence of events where Roger Ailes said, this is our moment. Right? They're going to impeach the president. He's embroiled in this sex scandal. It is an intern. He's asked her to lie to cover up for him and his incredible indiscretions. So he said, let's go full tilt. And I happen to be, I was a contributor at Fox since day one, and they wanted to use particularly young women to do commentary on this from a young woman's perspective. Sure. About being taken advantage of by a boss. I mean, you want to talk about the ultimate power differential, Bill Clinton and the White House intern, right? The president of the United States.
Leaders of free world.
Yeah. So I think they really appreciated having me and other young women there to opine on this situation from our point of view, but also from the national point of view as well. It was a turning point for cable news. It was a turning point for Fox News. Turning point, obviously, for Bill Clinton, all of the other players. But also, I think it set the country on a more negative trajectory. Because when Bill Clinton, the president of the United States, lied under oath in his deposition, I think it set the stage for future presidents to do even worse. And we're seeing the fallout to this very day with Joe Biden.
We've talked about Nixon. We've touched on Clinton. Let's go to your most recent presidential interactions. You had the great honor of serving in the Treasury Department for President Trump. It was an incredible 4 years. Some would argue the most successful 4 years of any one-term president in the history of the country in terms of what was accomplished. It was tainted a little bit at the end with all of the negativity and some of the I would just say very biased and untruthful news coverage of how it all came to an end. As you look back at that time, what do you think the country learned from the Trump presidency, and how does that set us up with 2024 just around the corner?
I think Donald Trump so smashed the paradigm of what not just Republican voters, but Democratic voters, independent voters expect and want in a candidate. They don't want an establishment tool or figure. They want, especially on our side, on the conservative side, they want a disruptor because they realize, again, we're in a war for the future of America and only one side's been fighting it. What Donald Trump did is, well, he did many things, but he established the America First movement, which will survive Donald Trump. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we're all going to pass from the scene, including him. Not so soon, but including him. But he has radically changed the orientation of the Republican Party to an America First party, and that's where the base is as well. So if you're not putting America first, you're done, right? The base does not want any kind of establishment figures, particularly as a presidential candidate. But he also did another very important thing and continues to do that, which is expose the depth of corruption in this country, the extent of the rot from the weaponization of our own government against us, which is the most serious threat that we face, to the corruption in the press, to the actual collusion of the regime with the press, with big tech and big pharma, et cetera. He ripped the lid off of all of that. So for all of these deep state players and the permanent bureaucracy and the propaganda press, there is no more hiding. They still do all try to protect each other and themselves, but the lid has already been ripped off, and there's a lot more exposure and sunlight on them, making it more difficult, not impossible, but more difficult for them to pursue their dark agenda. So I think this sets it up for 2024. I think their side has incredible creative minds, dark creative minds, but they've got a lot of imagination on how to rig elections. They've been doing it since 1960 when Nixon ran against JFK. So they have been elevating this to an art and a science over decades. And while our side is busy trying to fix the last two elections, we're always fighting the last war, right? We have to keep in mind that the other side is already so far beyond that. Early voting, mass mail-in voting, ballot harvesting, all the stuff we continue to talk about, and necessarily so. But the other side now is so far past that, that we need to be better prepared, have imaginations of our own about how to preempt or anticipate what they're going to do. Because while we're out here wondering if it's going to be Trump or DeSantis or whomever, they're already laying the groundwork for setting up another rigged election so that we don't get another Republican president. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's the truth, and it does us no good to live in wishful thinking.
No, that's well said. And I think for a long time, the center right has just had a problem with kind of what we had the problem with on 9/11. We didn't imagine our enemies would do what they did to hurt us to the degree that they could. And I don't think the right has pictured that about the left, and hasn't for a very, very long time. Dr. Monica Crowley, you're a gem. You're a national treasure. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Such a pleasure. Thank you for the very kind words, Kevin, and best of luck with the show.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, once more, from the New Music Spotlight, here is the incredibly talented Torrin Wells.
Let's go. I've been chasing counterfeits and trying to find a fix, but all that I was missing was you. My hope was running out until you came around and showed me there was nothing to prove. Some would say it's unexplainable, but I know, yeah, I know what you can do. Oh, you're changing my altitude. Your love is a whole new mood, something I can put my faith in. Oh, it's like a match in the dark. Melting my plastic heart. This is real, don't have to fake it. Oh, you changed my altitude. Your love is a whole new mood. Something I can put my faith in. Oh, it's like a match in the dark. You're melting my plastic heart. This is real, don't have to fake it. Oh, quit making sense, keeping up appearances, cause there ain't no impressing you. You said don't act like it's all good. Life ain't Hollywood, no. Oh, you're changing my altitude. Your love is a whole new mood. Something I can put my faith in. Oh, it's like a match in the dark. You're melting my plastic heart. It's just real, don't have to fake it.
Faith in my heart, never knew a love like this in my life. Yeah, it was you all along. I know I belong, I'm right where I'm lost. Watch my face, it's real love and it took time. Been chilling down the sweater, having good times. Running your race, can't get all checked. Don't got a front when you got my back. Let's go.
Oh, you changed my altitude. Your love is a whole new mood. Something I can put my faith in.
What a big night. Thank you so much for being here. I want to thank Rick Leventhal and Torrin Wells and Dr. Monica Crowley and Christina Bob and you, friend, the Dream in Color Orchestra. If you want any of the soundtrack to the show, get over to Apple Music or Spotify and search New Music Spotlight. We've got playlists for the year. I'm Kevin McCullough. I can't wait to be back with you again next week here for That Kevin Show.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.